The first case of the new coronavirus was found in the Gambia on March 17. The country has since recorded 3,613 positive cases of COVID-19. Out of that number, 117 have died. Schools were closed as part of measures to prevent the spread of the virus. Claudia Nicole is Gambia's Minister for Basic and Secondary Education.
Now that we are beginning to understand the virus and seeing positive signs in our country's effort to contain the pandemic, as well as having learned and gained some lessons and experiences from the partial school reopening, the Ministry of Basic and Secondary Education is determined to reopen schools under strict conditions based on the advice of the Ministry of Health and WHO agreed international standards.
Cole spoke on Tuesday during a national state broadcast. She has called on parents to get their children prepared for school reopening.
In light of the above, I am pleased to inform all students, teachers, parents, and stakeholders that schools will reopen for grades 7 to 12 on October 14th, 2020, and for ECDs to grade 6 on October 28th, 2020.
The education minister says the safety of students is paramount and therefore notes that the COVID-19 safety protocols would be enforced. She says mask wearing will be mandatory in schools and social distancing will be observed.
Being cognizant of the multiple benefits of face-to-face learning against the risks posed by the spread of COVID-19, the ministry intends to complement the reopening of schools with a recovery strategy by promoting reduced class sizes, the distant learning initiatives, extended school days, double shifting.
While the students were out of school, the government organized radio and television classes for them. The education minister has thanked parents for encouraging children to take part in that distant learning program. For VOA News, this is Pandirimbay reporting from Raleigh, North Carolina.